I do not believe in ghosts. But that doesn't stop me from tripping over the spirit of my dead dog and falling flat on my face to start the day. Jacko, a big mutt who was basically a cross between a Labrador retriever and an orange bulldozer, always claimed the same spot at the bottom of our stairs. Like Jacko, I am a creature of habit. Unfortunately, my dog has been gone since summer. It's October now, and I'm racing around to get ready for school. I sprint down the steps and jump over the place where Jacko, short for jack-o'-lantern, used to sleep. Mid-leap, I remember that Jacko's not here anymore. It is fair to say that I do not stick the landing. Instead, I trip, tuck, roll, and smash into our front door, which is located a few feet away from the bottom of the stairs. Mom steps out of the upstairs bathroom and leans over the railing. She's got a curling iron in one hand and a hairbrush in the other. She's wearing a dark blue skirt and super high heels, which means she's getting ready to show a very expensive house this morning. According to my mother, the number one real estate agent in all of Cooper Cove, Massachusetts, if you believe her business cards, the higher the price, the higher the heels. "Danny," she calls down to me, "did you knock over my campaign stuff?" Our stairs are covered with pamphlets, posters, and lawn signs because Mom wants to be Cooper Cove's next mayor, and the election is just a few weeks away. "I tripped over Jacko," I explain. "Danny," Mom says, "Jacko is dead." As if I didn't know. Of course, the fact that I'm sprawled on the floor does make it look like I might need a reminder. "Sometimes it feels like he's still here." "Earth to Danny," says Mom while she runs the brush through her hair. "Yesterday is gone. Focus on today." I turn my head toward the collection of photos sitting inside a display cabinet near the front door. Every frame holds a picture of my father, a man I don't remember because he died when I was still in diapers. Mom sees what I'm looking at. "Your father is a different story," she says, and returns to the bathroom. She's right. Jacko was around lots longer than my dad. Also, Jacko died at home. My father, Marine First Lieutenant Matthew Owens, died on duty. He's a big hero in our town, and Mom likes to tell everybody that I'll be going to the United States Naval Academy one day, too. It's a prediction that always gets a round of applause on her campaign trail. But I'm not so sure about the Marines in my future. While I definitely appreciate my father's service, and I'm very glad he was around long enough to help bring me into this world, I don't know that I want to follow in his footsteps. First of all, my only battle-ready role models are make-believe superheroes and comic book characters. That's probably not enough to get me ready for real-life military service. I'm not even sure if it's enough to get me through middle school. Second, my dad's footsteps would be lots more interesting if he wasn't dead. Before I can get to my feet, our front door swings open. My grandmother, who lives just a few blocks away, steps inside. Graham is gray-haired, blue-eyed, short, and petite. Unlike Mom, who is a blonde, high-heeled, dressed-for-success kind of person, my grandmother wears jeans, comfy shoes, and a loose sweater every day. She's the school secretary at Cooper Cove Middle School, where I've been a seventh grader for about 8 weeks. Graham's been there since the beginning of time. These days, she's like the unofficial school mascot. Our official mascot is a unicorn named Cooper. Graham takes a look at me on the floor. "Did you trip over Jacko again?" I sit up. I keep forgetting he's gone.